Hello, Mrs. Hare. What's your name?
Rowan, love. His lordship is come. The trials are about to begin.
Look at the hare, ma'am. I think she spoke to me.
Aye, 'tis a bonny hare. Rowan, love. It's time.
Must I, ma'am?
It's the ritual, love. It's the way things must be.
Come, Rowan. Take my hand. There's a good girl. Such a lovely day to die.
Visitors to the island, Constable.
It's Sergeant.
Sergeant? Oh, I see. Well, it must be a very important matter what brings you to Summer Isle. This is a private community. We don't allow strangers on the island.
Then I can't imagine there's much call for a harbour master.
Oh, we do a fair amount of export, Sergeant. Summer Isle is renowned for its produce, apples in particular. And of course, we have supplies delivered from the mainland. But we've never had a policeman. That's a fine contraption you have there, Sergeant Howie.
It's called a seaplane. Tell me, do I take it that this harbor is the only point of entry or exit onto the island? For instance, when someone leaves, do they...
Oh, no. No one leaves Summer Isle, save for his lordship from time to time. We have everything we need here. The mainland, big cities, they're not for us.
Still, in the event someone were to leave, there's a good chance, as harbour master, that you would be aware of comings and goings, yes?
I suppose so.
I'd like you to have a look at this photograph. Do you recognize this girl?
No. I can't say that I do.
And you're certain?
Should I?
Rowan Morrison, daughter of May Morrison. You don't recognize her, although she's lived on this island her entire life. Now, surely, in a community this small, everyone knows each other.
Oh, I know May. Have done since she was about yay high. But that's not her daughter. If that's why you've come to Summer Isle, Sergeant, then I'm afraid you've wasted your time on a fool's errand. Would you like me to row you back to your seaplane, was it?
No, you will take me to Summer Isle. A missing persons report has been filed. Very serious matter, especially where a young child is concerned. Now, where can I find Mrs. Morrison?
She runs the sweet shop in the main street. That's where you'll find her, Constable. Sergeant.
right?
Chocolate ram's head. Suckling pigs and fun.
I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting. What can I... Oh, you're not from the island.
No, I've come from the mainland.
You won't find treats like those on the mainland, I reckon.
Sweets in the shape of hares and skulls and... strange beings that I've never... No, I dare say nothing like these I've ever seen. I prefer a jelly baby myself.
Jellied babies? Most curious.
Oh, they're a kind of... May Morrison.
Aye?
I'm actually here on account of your missing daughter.
My daughter isn't missing, officer...
Sergeant. Neil Howie. Mrs. Morrison, I'm afraid I'm rather confused. We received a report of a missing child from the island, one Rowan Morrison. Now, do you have a daughter named Rowan?
Aye, Rowan is my daughter.
A curious thing, Mrs. Morrison. The harbor master told me that you did not have a daughter called Rowan.
Oh, pay no heed to the harbor master. He's a forgetful old fool.
Is there another Rowan Morrison on the island?
We are the only Morrisons on Summer Isle.
Then perhaps you can explain how it comes to pass that she has been reported missing.
And who filed this report?
It was an anonymous complaint.
Well, I'm sorry, Sergeant, but I haven't the faintest idea how such a silly thing came to be reported to the mainland police. But my Rowan isn't missing.
Well, that certainly is good news.
She's where we left her. Deep in the ground.
I'm sorry? I don't follow.
It wasn't very long before she succumbed to the illness, dear Rowan. I suppose you would say that she is dead, Sergeant.
I would say. What would you say then, Mrs. Morrison?
I would say that you've come a very long way for a note, Sergeant Howie. Now. Would you like a sweetie?
Good evening.
Welcome to the Green Man.
You are the landlord, sir?
McGregor, at your service, Sergeant Howie.
Word travels fast on Summer Isle, I see.
Especially if those words are on the tongue of the harbour master. Can I pull you a pint, sir?
No, thank you. I don't partake.
Ooh, a stranger and a teetotaler. My, my. You are an exotic specimen, Sergeant.
I was hoping you might have a room to let for the night. And a meal.
I can do you some roast with tinned veg.
Tin? I thought Summer Isle was regarded for its produce.
The last season wasn't a very good one, I'm afraid. And I can certainly oblige you with a room. That is, if you're certain that you wish to stay the night on the island. Seeing as how the matter what brought you to Summer Isle is now concluded.
You are misinformed, sir. The matter is not at all concluded. In fact, I was hoping that you might be able to tell me anything that you might know about the death of May Morrison's daughter, Rowan.
I don't think I can be of much help there, Sergeant. There isn't much to say about, other than she died in a fire. Never nice to hear of such a thing, of course.
A fire? Curious. Mrs. Morrison told me that her daughter's passing was due to natural illness.
Is that what May told you, Sergeant? Then I must be mistaken. Yes, now that I think on it, Boas was quite ill.
However, you just...
Is the Sergeant spending the night with us?
Aye, Willow. Fetch the key to number 4. There's a good lassie.
How exciting to have a man of authority lay under our roof tonight.
I'd like you to explain why
she's given you the eye. I'm not surprised. As I said, a stranger is a rare and exotic thing on Summer Isle. Only a fool would resist the charms of young Willow there.
She's a very pretty young woman.
That she is. And a rite of passage for many a young lad in these parts, if you understand my meaning.
I'd advise you to show some discretion, man. You are her employer.
Oh, I'm more than that, Sergeant. I'm also her father.
Sir,
I can show you to your room, Sergeant. If you'll come with me.
Your supper will be waiting for you when you're ready. No need to rush it.
I'll take it in my room. In half an hour, alone. We can talk further tomorrow, Mr. McGregor.
I look forward to it, Sergeant Howie.
Miss Willow, is there anything that you would like to share with me in confidence?
My dear Sergeant, there is much I wish to share with you.
Is this my room?
Our finest, for such a distinguished guest. And it's right next to my own.
I'll take the key, please.
Come, let me turn down the bed.
I'll take my key, miss, and that will be all.
If that's what you wish. But remember, mine is the next room over. Should you find you'll be needing anything in the night?
It's, not a, personal slight, miss. I don't believe in it before marriage.
Are you married, Sergeant?
Not yet.
Oh, then you're a ver-
That will be all, miss.
Pleasant dreams, Sir Fool.
April 29th. Day one on Summer Isle. Conflicting reports surrounding the nature of the death of Rowan Morrison, coupled with the harbor master's outright denial of the young woman's existence, and an overall sense that something is amiss here, all raise alarm of conspiracy on the island. These desolate isles. This island, Summer Isle, is a strange place. Its people, equally so. Many of the storefronts advertise the most unnatural wares. Buildings are adorned with ancient runic symbols. I dare not venture what those symbols might represent. What on... There are people in the field across the way. Although I can't. These people are pagans. Were there such a place that would conspire to cover up the murder of a young girl? Investigation will continue in the morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. Yeah.
That's an old maypole, if I'm not mistaken.
Look a sight better once I've given it a fresh coat of paint. Tomorrow's a big day. Will you be joining us for the May Day festivities?
I've come to the island on official business, I'm afraid. Is this the schoolhouse up ahead?
Aye. I look after the grounds.
Now, file in and take your seats, children. Quickly now. It's a very busy day for us all as we prepare for tomorrow's festivities. Let's review yesterday's lesson on transmutation. Now, who can remind us what transmutation means? Young Hamish.
When something is killed, it comes back as something else.
Well, that's certainly a very lively way to phrase it. But yes, as life reaches its natural end in one form, it is our belief that it will return, renewed, in another.
Will Rowan return, Miss Rose?
It appears that we have a visitor, children.
Oh, please, don't interrupt the lesson on my account. I find this quite intriguing.
You are the policeman from the mainland?
Sergeant Howie. Miss...
Rose.
Miss Rose, might I have a brief word? Outside.
Of course. Children, you may read from the grimoire quietly while I speak to this nice man.
A curious lesson, Miss Rose.
Where you come from? Do they teach of Jesus Christ in schools?
Yes, miss. Our Lord and Savior.
The cannibal. Drink of my blood, eat of my body. A most macabre ritual.
My faith is very important to me, miss.
As is ours, to we who live here. But come, you haven't come to Summer Isle to police the curriculum, Mr. Howie.
No. I've come to Summer Isle following the report of a missing child who I am now informed has died. And no one can seem to give me a straight answer how it is that she died.
How very frustrating that must be for you.
Was Rowan Morrison a student here?
I don't know who...
A moment ago, in your classroom, a child asked, in response to your heathen lesson, will Rowan return? Now, I will ask you again. Was Rowan Morrison a student here? And can you tell me how it is that she died?
Our beliefs are very different here from what you are accustomed to. We do not think in terms of life and death. Rather, we see being as a cycle. Sometimes that cycle requires a life to be returned to the earth, to restore harmony to nature.
Are you suggesting that this child's death was required?
I'm afraid you'll have no more from me, Sergeant. I would suggest that you speak with his lordship, should you wish to pursue the matter further.
And who would that be?
Lord Summer Isle. He is our governor and spiritual leader.
You may rest assured that I will speak with this Lord Summer Isle. Justice will prevail. Good day to you.
A fool hath come to Summer Isle.
You may be isolated in these islands, Lord Summer Isle, but you are subject to the same laws as on the mainland.
Come, come, Sergeant. I would be as aghast as you if I believed foul play had been committed in our peaceful community. As such things are unheard of on Summer Isle.
Then prove it. You can't. You now tell me that you have no recollection of the matter and that your town clerk is unable to locate her certificate of death. Until I can be satisfied of that, Lord Summer Isle, I am treating Rowan Morrison's unreported death by illness or accident or possibly intent as suspicious.
I wouldn't dare to persuade you otherwise in the course of your duties. The misplaced death certificate is simply a clerical error. I am confident it will turn up in due course. Might I offer you some refreshment while we speak?
No, thank you. I've had my fill of Summer Isle's hospitality.
Ah! you've met MacGregor's daughter, I take it.
Yes. Willow. A very free young lady.
I take it that you don't approve of our ways in Summer Isle.
I do not, sir.
When my great-grandfather and his fellow settlers first arrived here, they came as Christians. Within 2 years, they were almost decimated by illness and famine. It was as if God had abandoned these poor men and women. At the very height of their despair, my ancestor summoned the old gods, the forgotten deities of these ancient lands, and introduced the sacred rites and rituals of a time long past. Alchemy. You would call it paganism. Within a fortnight, the crops grew and the village was replenished. Summer Isle prospered and has become the unique community that you see here today. Throughout the years, we have continued to worship the old ones and observe the old rites. And in times of need, they have never failed us.
But they did fail you last year.
Yes, a most unfortunate year for us. I have studied abroad and traveled the world, tasted much of the pleasures and conveniences it has to offer. And yet, I found my way back here to my ancestral home. I much prefer our way of life here. It's simpler, old-fashioned perhaps, but true to its values.
Its values? Sir, this island is rife with heathens.
Our beliefs are not so different from yours, Sergeant, at their core. Live righteously and with love for thy fellow traveler.
We believe in a higher being.
Several, just as you believe in the Holy Trinity, and live our lives in the hope that we will please them. You live your life hoping to achieve heaven, whereas we believe we are already in paradise, here on earth, and that we return to the earth again and again.
If we are already in paradise, then why deny ourselves all the pleasures it has to offer?
Because it's a sin, and sin will only lead you into the inferno. It comes without sacrifice.
Oh, there is sacrifice, Sergeant Harry. But you've not come here to have a discourse on theology. I understand that you wish to exhume the earthly body of Rowan Morrison.
I do, Lord Summer Isle. With your permission.
Somehow, I expect you would proceed even without my approval. Do as you must, Sergeant, and satisfy your concerns. Do so at once. Then perhaps you will leave our island with a better understanding of our ways. And prior to tomorrow's May Day celebrations. I think it would be foolish of you to stay. I fear you might find parts of the festival distasteful.
Thank you, Your Lordship. But I will remain in Summer Isle for as long as it takes to lay my concerns to rest and ensure that justice is served.
If you so choose, Sergeant.
Good day, then.